Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, GOP Coronavirus Aid Bill Going Nowhere. By Sean Moran on September 8, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said in a joint statement on Tuesday that the Senate Republican Coronavirus Aid Bill is going nowhere. As many coronavirus aid programs have expired, Schumer and Pelosi said that they would shoot down Senate Republicans' targeted coronavirus relief bill. Pelosi has pushed her $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill. In comparison, Republicans hope to pass a slimmed-down version costing less than $1 trillion, the Democrat leaders said. As they scramble to make up for this historic mistake, Senate Republicans appear dead set on another bill which doesn't come close to addressing the problems and is headed nowhere. If anyone doubts McConnell's true intent is anything but political, just look at the bill. This proposal is laden with poison pills Republicans know Democrats would never support. Instead, the Democrat leaders contended that the GOP bill serves only to help vulnerable Senate Republicans up for re-election in November, saying, "This emaciated bill is only intended to help vulnerable Republican senators by giving them a check-the-box vote to maintain the appearance that they're not held hostage by their extreme right wing that doesn't want to spend a nickel to help people." Even Leader McConnell has repeatedly stressed that 20 Republican senators intend to do nothing in the face of this historic crisis. In contrast to the Democrats, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said in a statement on Tuesday that Pelosi and Schumer believe that the American people's pain will help their electoral chances in November. Pelosi and Schumer concluded in their statement, "Democrats want to work on bipartisan legislation that will meet the urgent needs of the American people, but Republicans continue to move in the wrong direction." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.